Hard Rock Cafe Detroit presents Lions Review on Lions Radio 97.1. The Ticket. Brought to you by the 2012 Ford F-150, built Ford Tough, and by Hungry Howie's, the official flavored crust pizza of the Detroit Lions. Here's your host, Dan Miller.
Dan Miller's Austin IPAC Pseudo here at the Detroit Hard Rock Cafe Lions Review Show, joined by defensive end Cliff Averill coming up at 6:30. The Lions head coach Jim Schwartz. The phone number is 248-539-9797. The Lions yesterday, a 35-33 loss to the Indianapolis Colts, a game that has kind of followed the script of a lot of their recent games, kind of the close but no cigar thing. Cliff, your thoughts. How do you explain it? I'm sure that you've been racking your brain about this.
Oh, man, it's tough. It's definitely a real thing, you know, real hard thing to wrap your head around. You know, but as a player, you know, you have to try to find, you know, that the will or, you know, trying to make that one play to save the game. You know, the last few weeks has gone down to the wire, and unfortunately, you know, couldn't pull it out.
Well, you know, the situation that you're in right now, you got four games left. It's a quarter of the season. Mm-hmm. So it's like you've played three quarters of the season and you're down. And, you know, I mean, it may be impossible for you to come back because you have to depend on other teams to do things. Mm-hmm. And it seems like it's unlikely. The tiebreakers aren't in your favor, but there's still a lot to play for. Green Bay coming up on Sunday. I was thinking about this today. If you guys go to Lambeau Field and win for the first time, the Lions have won there since 1991. Now people have a little bit different view. You'll have a little bit different view. You guys will gain some confidence, maybe.
No doubt. You know, we got to finish strong. You know, as a pro athlete, you know, you definitely don't want to leave that taste in your mouth going into the off season where, you know, you didn't win out or you didn't finish off how you wanted to. And going to Green Bay, you know, and Lambeau, it'd be huge. You know, like you said, it's been since 91 since, you know, the Lions have won there. You know, clearly, obviously, that means I haven't won since I've been playing with them. So it'd be huge to get that, you know, that win out there for the city of Detroit and for us.
You know, it's difficult looking at your team and analyzing it. You see a lot of talented players. You've had a sack in each of the last three games, one yesterday and a forced fumble. You know, Dominican Sue, I thought he had a terrific game. I was kind of getting mm-hmm. on him a little bit. He didn't have any sacks, any numbers or anything. Yesterday, he dominated that game at certain times and imposed his will on it. Matthew Stafford is going to probably throw for 5,000 yards for a second year in a row. I don't think there's a better player in the NFL, certainly among non-quarterbacks, than Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
What a great player he is. He might be breaking Jerry Rice's, you know, sacred record of receiving yards. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things there. Chris Houston, very good player, has done a lot of great things since he's been in Detroit, one after the other, yet it adds up to 4-8. It's difficult to figure, and every game has been pretty close. What do you talk amongst yourselves about this, and how do you correct it?
Wow, like you said, you know, we have a lot of talent, you know, so clearly that's not the issue. You know, personnel is not the issue. Have great coaches. It's just guys trying to find you have to make that one play, you know, that gets you over the hump. You know, guys make plays throughout the whole game, and then, you know, the last 5-6 minutes of a game, you know, the game is 60 minutes. You know, you can't play 58, or you can't play 52, 53 minutes. You got to play the full 60. And I think that's what we're lacking. You know, we just got to be able to finish out a game. We got to be able to close.
Well, it's been a little different. I mean, first half of the year, you guys closed well in a number of games. And it was like the first half. Yeah. You guys couldn't score a touchdown. You were behind. I think it was in 8 of the first 9 games at halftime. And since you've kind of corrected that a little bit and played better in the first half, now the second half has, you know, kind of been a different story. People talk about the prevent defense all the time, and do you guys go into it too early? Is it something that, you know, kind of there's a subconscious thing there where you're trying to hold on? We see it in all sports mm-hmm. all the time when teams are ahead, and I don't know, they get comfortable, but they're trying to hold on to the lead instead of, you know, playing aggressively like they were earlier. Any of those factors, or is it just something?
I don't know. I don't think that plays into it. You know, I just think we have, as a team, we have to be more consistent through the whole game, you know. Like you said, at the beginning of the season, you know, we'd start off slow and come back in the second half. And then now, lately, it's been more, you know, come out fast and slow down in the second half. You know, it's just all about being consistent. You know, you got to be able to, you know, keep it going. If you're up, you know, in the first half, you got to be able to keep it going in the second half. You know, so it's just like I said, once again, it's all about consistency and trying to win.
248-539-9797 is the phone number. You ready for some primetime football, Saturday night football? Well, on the 22nd, the Lions are taking on the Atlanta Falcons on Saturday night at Ford Field. Experience the best sight lines, plush leather seating, gourmet dining, and premium bars. Visit DetroitLions.com or you can call 313-262-2012 to see the Lions take on the Falcons. Falcons are one of the teams that is remaining on your schedule, Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Every team you have remaining on your schedule is a top-flight team.
Mm-hmm.
The Packers this week, the Cardinals have struggled, but they did win their first four games, and you got to go play them on the road.
Yeah.
And you close out with the Bears at home. Talk about the strength of the remaining opposition. You're going to be playing teams that are playoff-bound, at least three of the four of them. How does you fit into that, playing them, and how excited are you to play teams like that?
I'm excited to play all those guys. You know, you got to take it one step at a time, of course, you know, with Green Bay first being a divisional opponent. But, you know, looking at the schedule, though, you know, I'm excited to play all those guys. You know, we can play a factor into, you know, how these guys go into the playoffs. You know, we can probably probably change some things up as far as for who gets placed where. So, for us, it's just all about, you know, taking it one game at a time, but definitely trying to win out.
On your personal situation, you signed a franchise tag.
Yes, sir.
You know, and it's a one-year deal.
Yeah.
And looking at the future, have you talked with anybody about next year or beyond this year? Is it strictly football now? Where do you stand with that, looking toward the future?
Well, as far as for the whole, you know, contract side of things, I don't really think about it during the season. You know, once I signed on the dotted line, it was, you know, it's just football now. But, you know, once the season ends, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, I just want to continue to try to help this team win. I want to continue to keep getting better, making plays for the team. And I'll worry about that later.
What is your perception of Detroit? You've been here for a few years now. You've seen some ups. You've seen some downs. And, you know, you've had a lot of individual success. Just talk about Detroit and what it's meant to you and how much you like it. Would you like to stay here?
I would love to stay here. I've been here 5 years, you know, from my rookie year all the way through. So I've spent my whole career, and I love it. You know, I love the city. City embraces, you know, the football team, especially when we're winning, you know. The city loves us or whatnot, and you know it's a great, you know, town, you know, great city, should I say. You know, a lot of hardworking people that want to see us succeed. So hopefully, you know, it can make it happen. But you know, right now it's just all about winning these next four games.
Well, a little earlier in the year, you were getting a little criticism, a little heat. You didn't have a lot of sacks. Nobody's saying that lately. You got a lot of sacks now. You got eight. You're heading up there. You know, it's kind of like one of those things where it seems like water finds its level.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you listen to what people say about you or tell you, you know, at certain times of the season, you probably, you know, won't want to continue to keep playing. But, you know, it's a long season. You know, I believe, you know, I can finish strong. I believe, you know, the team can finish strong, you know. But, like I said, you can't listen to what people are saying early in the season.
This has become a kind of an issue. I don't know if it's a distraction or whatever. I know every player gets asked it. It's my job, and it's the obligatory Titus Young question.
Uh-oh.
You know, Titus Young is not with you guys right now. Jim Schwartz was, you know, kind of back and forth. We'll talk to him a little bit earlier about Titus Young's future. As a fellow player, things like that, what's the Titus Young situation? Does it have any bearing on whether you guys have been winning or losing here?
I don't think it has anything to do with us winning or losing right now. As far as for his situation, I'm not too sure. You know, Coach Schwartz will be here talking to y'all in the next few minutes. He'll be the guy you need to talk to. But, you know, I don't think it has anything too much to do with us losing or winning right now. It's just, you know, the 53 people that are in that locker room, the 48 that dress, those are the guys we got to ride with and try to, you know, get wins with.
248-539-9797 is the phone number. It's the Detroit Hard Rock Cafe Lions Review Show. Cliff Averill, Lions defensive end, joins us. Coming up at 6:30, it'll be Lions head coach Jim Schwartz talking about all the different issues. Lions lost yesterday 35-33 to the Indianapolis Colts, and Andrew Luck, he played against some great quarterbacks. Where does he rank?
Now, Andrew's going to be one of those better quarterbacks in the league, no doubt about it. He reminds me of Ben as far as for his size, Ben Roethlisberger, as far as for his size and you know how he stands in the pocket, he takes hits, but he's a big guy. You know, a couple times you know we got around him and he kind of stepped out of it or whatever. Most quarterbacks can't or won't do that. So he's going to be one of the better quarterbacks in the league for sure.
You know, I didn't realize he was at Stanford. He moves pretty well, and he's got that kind of Roethlisberger thing.
Yeah.
And I was surprised on one play because Sue, usually when he gets his hands on some guy, Jay Cutler could attest to this.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy goes down.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, his hands must be really strong and things. And Fairley also grabbed him from a certain spot and wasn't able to haul him down, and he got away. I mean, it was an amazing play.
Yeah.
So, and then, of course, he led him back. But anyway, it's a Lions review from the Detroit Hard Rock Cafe. Pat Caputo, Cliff Averill, 97.1 The Ticket. 97.1
The Ticket. Players don't score half a goal, make half a shot, or slide halfway into home. Players win by going hard. As Detroit fans, you can't go to a game uncommitted. Show dedication. Show pride. Show up to Hard Rock Cafe every home game for Hard Rock's pregame specials. Get half-price premium wells and draft beers from 4 till 7. Hard Rock Cafe provides free validated parking and shuttle rides to every game. Park in the CoffeeWare garage on Monroe and get rocked before every home game at Hard Rock Cafe Detroit.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and EPA estimated 16 city, 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus comparable competitive engines. EcoBoost versus 2013 GM 5.3 liter Ram and Toyota 5.7 liter and Nissan 5.6 liter V8 engines. Don't drink and drive.
Have you ever got a windbreaker from the phone company? How about a barbecue apron from your realtor? Not likely. Point is, when you choose Labatt Blue, we show you how much we appreciate it by giving you stuff. It's our way of rewarding you for staying true to the good stuff. Visit LabattBlueRewards.com and receive 100 points towards your first reward. Labatt Blue. Good stuff awaits. Always enjoy responsibly. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
There are nearly 1,700 players in the NFL. There are over 2,000 reported injuries each season. And of the 32 physician groups that take care of these professional athletes, only one can be found in your neighborhood. The Henry Ford Medical Group. With over 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, our physicians make up one of the leading group practices in the country and are proud to be the team physicians for the Detroit Lions. And whether you're injured on the gridiron or in the backyard, Henry Ford Medical Group physicians are experts at getting you back on your feet and in the game. So go where the pros go. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD for an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can.
Hi, I'm sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews. I get to see a lot of breakout players, but the secret to winning? Team. That's why in business, I recommend the Cintas team. You know them for uniforms, but they also have tile and carpet cleaning, restroom supplies, document shredding, fire and first aid services. And only Cintas has Carhartt rental workwear. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CINTAS.com/radio. And bring in the team with the white truck.
Touchdown celebrations. You love them. The spike, the worm, maybe even salsa dancing. You can't score a touchdown without at least one. Kind of like ordering Hungry Howie's flavored crust pizza. You have to follow it up with a side of Howie wings. Now available in 3 spicy flavors, your taste buds will be celebrating. Barbecue, buffalo, or Asian. It's game day. Score some flavored crust pizza and a side of wings from Hungry Howie's, the official pizza of our Detroit Lions. Now that's an idea.
Hungry?
Howie's!
The station where your opinion matters.
97.1 The Ticket.
This is the Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review on Lions Radio. 97.1 The Ticket. Here's your host, Dan Miller.
Takes the snap, turns, fakes the give to Ballard. Now he wants to throw, setting up, hit as he throws, and drilled as he throws. It goes incomplete. Corey Williams just knocked him into next week.
There you go. Andrew Luck, it was kind of a mixed bag for the guy. And some of it was really, really good. He threw for 391 yards. Incredible last drive. He was terrific on the last play. He made a play. And fabulous, but on the other hand, he got picked off a couple times, and Lions got to him a little bit. And I thought the major difference in that game, you're to look at all the different factors. Every time Indianapolis got into the scoring zone, they scored a touchdown. Mm-hmm. They had five touchdowns, and the Lions a couple times, even though they got into the scoring zone a little more, had to settle for field goals. And ultimately, that decided the game, 35-33. The Colts beating the Lions. Lions are 4-8. With a quarter of their season to go, they take on the Green Bay Packers coming up on Sunday night. Sunday night game, national TV. Hey, don't forget the Lions all-inclusive single-game rentals. They're available for the December 22nd game against the Falcons. Rentals include all-you-can-eat catering and a VIP parking pass. Visit DetroitLions.com or you can call 313-262-2012. And Sunday Night Football, Cliff, is the number one rated show, not in football or sports or anything else. It's the number one rated show in all of television, week after week after week. So you guys will be seen by, I mean, it's upward of 25 million in some weeks.
That's cool. You know, that's a good thing. You know, hopefully we can go out there and show the country, you know, that we can play with the best of the best.
You know, and what's Lambeau Field like? Is it that much different to play at, or is it just another ballpark?
It's freezing right now. that's the hardest part about Lambeau is the fact that it's going to be December and it's outdoors in Green Bay. You know, so it's gonna be real cold. But once the game gets going, you know, usually that whole process goes out of your head. But yeah. It's definitely freezing out there right now.
248-539-9797 is the phone number. Joe, you're on the Detroit Hard Rock Cafe Lions Review Show. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Cliff, I have a question. Who is the best team that the Lions have played this year? And once you answer that, could you tell me a couple differences between that team and the Lions?
Okay. The hardest team, we've been in every game. I would say probably the 49ers. I give them credit. You know, those. They're probably the team that, you know, one of the better teams that we've played this year. Just for the fact that I think, you know, all three phases, you know, offense, defense, and special teams, they make plays in all three phases. You know, their defense is playing great ball. You know, they have a lot of players on their defense that, you know, will probably go to the Pro Bowl or whatever. But I think, you know, just the consistency on all three phases is the difference, I guess, in a sense.
All right, that's fair enough.
Appreciate the phone call, Joe. 248-539-9797 is the phone number. Talking to Cliff Averill, Lions defensive end. And, Cliff, you know, coming up here the remainder of the season, looking at the teams that you have left, you see some top-flight quarterbacks still, you know, and one of them is Aaron Rodgers. Last time I was doing the show with you was before the Green Bay game. You said it was kind of special when you sacked somebody like Rodgers. You sacked Luck. You sacked Rodgers the last time you played him. I assume you want to get him again. You've gotten him like three or four times now in your career.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Aaron is a heck of a player. You know, like I said the first time, you know, he's real good with his feet. You know, he makes things happen with his feet. He, you know, but he sits in the pocket. And he's one of our better quarterbacks in the league. And every time you get to him, you know, you definitely, every time you play him, you definitely want to get to him as much as possible, you know. And I think he respects that, too, because, you know, he's not used to that, you know. So if you can get to him, you definitely want to make him pay.
On defensive line, if you know, just, I know everybody's disappointed about the record, 4-8. Nobody's happy about that or singing any happy songs about it. The defensive line, though, seems to have played better than, say, the end of last year. when you guys gave up a lot of points, a lot of yards, kind of, I don't know, the end of the year were some 40-point-plus games. You guys improved that way? What happened? What kind of adjustments did you make?
I just think, you know, the growth of the D-line in general, you know, Sue and Fairley, you know, Fairley's been playing great ball, you know, these last few weeks. Sue's been playing real good. The ends, all the ends are playing good. You know, Corey Williams is back. So I think, you know, just everybody getting used to each other and those guys growing. You know, Sue and Fairley, I think, you know, are definitely holding it down for us right now. And just those guys continue to get better and wanting to get better. I think us as a group, you know, we want to get better. We want to be, you know, part of the reason why the team will win, you know, when we do. So we want to keep battling, and I think that's what drives us.
You know, at the end of the game, when they know – well, there's two situations. You, at the end of that game, you knew they were going to pass.
Yep.
And at the end of the game, they knew you were coming with everything you could.
Yep.
Is it an advantage for you guys or a disadvantage? And do they kind of take advantage of maybe some of your aggression?
We like it. You know, we like it when teams know we're about to pass rush. You know, we know it's a pass rushing situation. You know, we embrace that. Because we feel like up front, you know, we probably have one of the better front four guys, you know, front eight guys, really. And we feel like we'll win that battle majority of the time, you know. So we embrace that that challenge, and we try to go out there and put the quarterback on his back.
248-539-9797 is the phone number if you want to join in on the conversation. Cliff Averill, Lions defensive end, is here. You know, when you talk about this time of the season, everybody's pretty much banged up. You had a slight concussion issue. You ended up playing anyway right after that, so couldn't have been too serious.
Yeah.
Talk about, you know, fighting through the injuries and everything. Ryan Broyles is going to be out the year.
Yeah.
Nate Burleson is out. You had a couple of defensive backs that have, you know, been hurt. You've had guys that have gone out in the defensive backs field and come back from injuries. What's the injury situation like, and how do you guys cope with it at this time of the year?
Oh, man, you know, that's all about it's all a part of being a pro. You know, it's a long season compared to college or high school. It's a, you know, it's basically two seasons in one, depending on where you played at or whatnot. But, you know, it's all about being a pro and learning how to take care of your body. You know, everybody's beat up at this point of the season. You know, everybody has some kind of injury that's nagging or whatever, but you got to fight through it. You know, that's once again, all a part of being a pro and being able to manage it and trying to, you know, get through it and play through it.
Scott, you're on Detroit Hard Rock Cafe, Lions Review Show. What's up, Scott?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I have a question for Cliff. Is why didn't they do like a three-man front? You guys have a strong defensive line where you guys could have still put pressure on them without the four and maybe back one off to, you know, help out on any type of like those short pass plays.
You're saying why don't we go to a
put more pressure on them?
You're asking why we didn't go to a three-man front instead of a four-man front?
Yeah.
Because then everybody gets double-teamed. You know, it's hard. It's a lot harder to put pressure on a quarterback with a three-man front than a four-man front. You have better matchups, you know, up front when you have four against five instead of three against five. You know, and then they keep the backs in or whatever. So it definitely makes it a lot harder to rush that way.
Yeah, you know, it's the standard with the four-man front. Once in a while, they go to an eight-man front, but a lot of or an eight-man back, but it's a lot of times when it's, you know, three or four scores ahead instead of just two. And, you know, it would have been unusual if you went to the three-man front. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things if you're damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Yeah.
Early in that game, you guys did bring some blitzes on Luck, and he burned you with it because real good quarterbacks, they like the blitz. Matthew Stafford likes the blitz. So, you know, a lot of – then they eventually dropped more guys into coverage. It confused them a little bit, and then there were a couple interceptions. But it's kind of keeping them mixed up, kind of like a baseball pitcher trying to keep the hitter off balance.
Yeah, we did try to blitz him early. Like you said, I think he burned us on one of them or whatever. But like you said, some quarterbacks – if a quarterback picks it up, then, you know, it's bad on the defense. But – you know, some quarterbacks can't. Obviously, he picked it up and made us pay for it.
Yeah, and then later on, you can see that some of the coverages confused. I mean, he had him on the run a little bit.
Yeah.
And when he had him on the run, he's one of those guys that keeps his eyes downfield, talking about Andrew Luck,
yeah,
the quarterback for the Colts, while moving forward. That's an exceptional skill.
That is. That's impressive for a young guy to be able to do that, you know. And for as many times as we hit him, you know, throughout the game, for him to still be looking downfield and not necessarily worried about the D-line, you know, that's pretty impressive, especially for, you know, a first-year guy.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Cliff. Thanks a lot for joining us today. I know it's a little tough right now losing, but good luck to you on Sunday night with the whole world watching. No pressure on you, buddy. There are going to be millions and millions of people watching. Highest rated show on TV, Cliff Averill is going to be out there performing.
That's a blessing.
There you go. Coming up next, be Lions head coach Jim Schwartz. It's the Detroit Hard Rock Cafe Lions Review Show on 97.1 The Ticket.
97.1 The Ticket. Traffic.
Well, this traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. Right now, we have an accident blocking the two left lanes on 275 northbound at 96. That's got stop-and-go traffic from Joy Road. And then 96 westbound, just before 275, we have an accident there that has got your right shoulder blocked. Stop-and-go traffic from Merriman. Heading home from the holidays, make sure you're protected before you hit the road. Let a local Allstate agent get you the coverage you need and the discounts you deserve. To get a quote, talk to an Allstate agent today. Are you in good hands? I'm Holly Hutton, 97.1 The Ticket.
97.1 The Ticket. The folks over at Oakwood removed a tumor on my spine with a robotic system that used this high-energy beam. I called it RoboDoc. I asked them if it could remove a tattoo with my old girlfriend's name on it. They said it couldn't, but the tumor's gone and they saved my life.
The oncology team at Oakwood specializes in making sure funny people never lose their sense of humor. To learn more about state-of-the-art cancer treatment like the CyberKnife and to find someone who specializes in you, call 800-543-WELL or go to oakwood.org.
Hey, want to watch the game this weekend on my huge new high-def TV? We had to take down some family photos to make room for it, but it's just like being there.
Thanks, man, but I prefer live def. I will be there.
I thought that was sold out.
With NFL Ticket Exchange powered by Ticketmaster, you can score seats from season ticket holders and other fans who can't make it. Or sell your tickets if you can't make it.
What about fakes?
Not a chance. I know my tickets are good before I get to the gate because NFL Ticket Exchange is the only official resale marketplace of the NFL. You get in guaranteed. But first, you got to go to NFL.com/ticket exchange.
Got an extra ticket for me?
Sorry, but don't forget to look for me in the stands.
And don't let me forget that website.
It's NFL.com/ticket exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, is the official resale marketplace of the NFL. Go to NFL.com/ticket exchange.
Warm up to something delicious at Big Boy. Choose a bowl of our made-from-scratch soups and pair it with one of our hot and hearty half sandwiches, like the Patty's corned beef and Swiss. Guaranteed to be a match made in taste bud heaven.
It's your Big Boy.
And this is the first therapy session with Pepsi Next. Now, why did you come to see me?
Doctor, I've been feeling a little misunderstood.
Yes? And why is this?
Well, I have all the real cola taste, but 60% less sugar than regular Pepsi. I'm not diet, I'm not regular, I'm Pepsi Next.
Aha! We are dealing with a cola complex. You need to make the world believe you're your own cola.
I keep telling people I'm a delicious cola, but no one seems to get it.
Well, have they actually tried you? Hmm?
So what you're telling me is that if they drink it, they'll believe it.
Aha, precisely.
Pepsi Next. Real cola taste, 60% less sugar than regular Pepsi, and crazy enough to be true. Head to Facebook.com/Pepsi Next to learn more. Drink it to believe it.
Why just watch the game when you can experience it with a Sony HD TV? Catch every play with razor-sharp picture clarity, intense color, ultra-clear motion, and truly transcendent picture quality that helps you feel like you're part of the game. Sports, HD movies, and even YouTube clips come alive with unprecedented detail and astonishing color from Sony's exclusive X-Reality Pro engine. Visit your local ABC warehouse and see the game on Sony's best picture ever. Lions fans, American Coney Island is pleased to announce that it has teamed up with Ford Field to bring their 95-year tradition of Detroit's original Coney Dogs to the home of the Detroit Lions. Now you can enjoy American Coney Island's award-winning Coneys at every Lions home game this season. Located on the lower level near Gate B, the Detroit Lions and American Coney Island. Any way you top it, it's a winning combination.
For your next big move, choose Budget Truck, the preferred truck rental company of the Detroit Lions. As a loyal fan, you can save 15% when you mention code LIONS. Visit budgettruck.com/Lions or call 1-800-566-8422 to book your truck today. Offer subject to availability at participating locations. Blackout dates apply. Taxes, fees, and surcharges are extra. Cannot be combined with other offers. Renter must meet budget qualifications. Full terms and conditions available at budgettruck.com/Lions.
Your sports stimulus package.
97.1 The Ticket.
This is the Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review on Lions Radio 97.1 The Ticket. Here's your host, Dan Miller.
From the Hard Rock Cafe in Detroit, Pat Caputo, Lions Review Show. Dan off tonight. Don't forget, our guest on tonight's show will receive a beautiful Bulova watch, compliments of Astron's Creative Jewelers located in downtown Birmingham. As for Gary or Richard Astron, they can take care of all your jewelry and timepiece needs. Coming up now will be Lions head coach Jim Schwartz, brought to you by Capital Mortgage Funding, the best mortgage banker, NMLS number 3038, an equal housing lender. Joining us now is the Lions head coach Jim Schwartz. Jim, last night or yesterday's game, a tough loss, and I think a lot of people in this town are trying to put their finger around it. You're the coach. I would imagine you're probably trying to do that more than anybody else. What's going on, and what can you guys do to turn it around?
Well, obviously a disappointing loss. I mean, the last three, particularly at home, and the way each game went, certainly disappointing. And the game was – we had an opportunity to win all three of those games. And, particularly in crunch time, we couldn't make just one more play to win it. And, you know, a lot of times, it's a very disappointing loss. It's a heartbreaking loss when you're so close. And, you know, particularly the last couple of weeks, we've had leads and we've had them slip away. We just have to stay determined. I think when you're that close in games, it makes you more determined to want to get over the hump and want to be able to make that one more play. And we certainly have the capability of doing it.
It's been kind of this flip-flop of what was plaguing you guys earlier in the year. First part of the year, you were down at halftime. A couple times you rallied with these impressive late comeback victories. Lately, it's been a case where you've gotten the lead, had the lead, and then not being able to keep the lead at the very end. I don't know. It's kind of difficult to explain. You've certainly been in every game. Why the turnaround with that, or is it just coincidental?
Well, I don't think anything is coincidental. There's reasons for everything that happened. There's no such thing as luck. You make your own luck, and we haven't done enough of it. We worked real hard to try to start fast, and you know, there's been times we've been able to come back in games because our defense getting stops in the second half. Our defense had 7-3 and out, interceptions, I think 3 sacks, and hit the quarterback a bunch of times. But the last two series were just terrible. You know, we allowed touchdowns on both, and including a ball that goes over our head in a 2-minute drive. That should never, ever happen. You know, I mean, I know people get frustrated with the prevent defense, but it's for a reason. And you don't want to give up a quick score like that because their only chance of getting back in the game was to make a quick score. And those, you know, Green Bay, Houston, this last game, we've all given up a drive on defense that it's had to do with us either getting the game tied or losing the game, and we certainly need to be able to do better at the end of the game.
Talent doesn't seem to be an issue with your team. I mean, you got a quarterback like that, he's going to maybe throw for 5,000 yards. The only quarterback, if he does it, to do it 2 years in a row. Calvin Johnson, that simply speaks for itself that he's threatening, you know, Jerry Rice's all-time receiving yardage record. I thought Ndamukong Suh was fabulous yesterday. I thought he played a terrific game. Cliff Averill, I just talked to here, had a sack. It's third straight game. Chris Houston's played well. There are a lot of good players doing a lot of good things on your team. And you mentioned the defense. At times, it was dominant. Yet, on the other hand, there were 5 touchdowns allowed. What's been the cause of, you know, it's obviously a little thing here, a little thing there. Maybe, I'm sure you're tired of hearing that question, but it does seem to be that. And how do you stop it if you're in your spot?
Well, you know, there's always things you have to deal with on a weekly basis. You're going to have injuries. You're going to have people you need to plug in. Every team has that same thing. For the early part of the year, we did a good job managing that situation in our defensive secondary. First half of the season, we gave up very few long passes. This last game, we gave up 6 plays of 20 yards or more. And after blitzing a couple times early and getting burned with it, we got away from blitz, and almost all of them were in zone defense. So it sort of made matters worse. You're in zone defense because you're working not to give up a big play, and we still did. You mentioned Ndamukong Suh. I thought he had an outstanding game up front. You know, really played and played well, and he has for most of this year. But also, you know, had the stats that sort of, you know, back that up. But we didn't do a good enough job in the back end. Like I said, there's always things that you have to deal with. In this game, we lost Ryan Broyles, our he's their second-round draft pick, and was coming back from an ACL in last year's college season and was really just starting to come onto his own and was a big part of the game plan. And first quarter, we don't have him. So, we had to switch a lot of things on offense. Those are things you deal with all the time. It's very disappointing to lose a guy like Ryan Broyles. But, they don't give you any extra timeouts and let you regroup. You got to be able to plug the next guy in and be able to still make plays. I thought our offense did a pretty good job of doing that. But again, we're just one play away. You know, Joy Bell got a 60-yard run that put us in position. We weren't able to get a touchdown off of that. We got an interception. We weren't able to get a touchdown off of that. Late in the game, we just needed a first down. We weren't able to get that. And, you know, like you said, when we have a guy like Matt Stafford, when you have Calvin Johnson, we're in every single game that we play, and those guys are battling, as are all our guys. I mean, our problem certainly has not been effort or fight or resilience. I mean, we've done a good job of battling, but we haven't done a good job of making the play, particularly in critical situations, crunch time, both offense, defense, and special teams. We missed a kick last week. We had a poor punt, this week when we could have backed them up for that last drive. All those things certainly make a difference, and those are the reasons that we haven't come out with a win.
The situation with Titus Young, what's his status right now, and where are you at with that?
Well, he was not at the stadium for the game for a reason. He was brought back to the team last week after being held out for the Thanksgiving game with a chance to earn his way back and to get back on the practice field. But when the closer we got to the game, we decided that it was better for the team that he not be there, and we're going to do what's best for the team. So we had our meetings today. He was not here again today, again, for our decision. And, we'll just sort of take it day by day. If we have any other information, we'll pass that along. But really nothing's changed right now. It's a disappointing situation. You know, second chances are hard to come by in life, much less the NFL. And nobody loves a redemption story more than sports. You know, there's all kinds of them. You know, whether it's a guy that's been injured or a guy that's had personal trouble or a guy that's persevered through, you know, practice. Quite like Joy Bell. I mean, Joy Bell was a Wayne State player and got cut about 3 different times. And, you know, he's found a home with us. And what he's done is he's made plays to make the most of that opportunity. And that's what's probably most disappointing of the Titus Young cases, you know, having an opportunity that, wasn't taken advantage of. And, we're going to do what's best for the team. And we'll have 53 guys that'll go out there and do the very best on a weekend and week out basis.
Yeah, Jim, the question I got most about that game yesterday from a strategic standpoint about what you did and fans questioned, was running the ball when you got the lead. It was like 1:40 left. Instead of throwing it in that situation, you got stopped short of the first down. Some people they wondered why you were so conservative in that spot. Were you too conservative? If you had to do it over again, would you throw the ball? What were the reasons behind that?
The whole thing is getting the first down. Those same people were probably very critical a couple of years ago against the Jets when we tried to throw it in that situation and threw incomplete. It didn't take 40 seconds off of the clock at the end of the game. We're playing a team game there. We're trying to protect a touchdown lead. We have very good field position. We feel like if we get a punt, we can pin them down and we can take 46 seconds or so off of the clock and try to help our defense. And we're still trying to get the first down. It's not like we took a knee in that situation. So try to make every decision to do what's best and to try to give us the best opportunity to win the game. I think the only downside of it is that we got stopped. You know, we can still throw the ball there. We have a lot of confidence in our offense to throw it, a lot of confidence in Matt and our receivers. But if you go incomplete right there and miss an opportunity when the opponent had no timeouts, if they had three timeouts in the series before when they still had timeouts, we were still throwing it. We pushed it down to Calvin. It was incomplete, but we ended up getting a pass interference call that got us a chunk of yards. So, like I said, you know, a couple of years ago we threw it, was incomplete, and we ended up losing the game. This one we ran it. You know, the only answer to criticism like that is to be successful in your play call, and if you're successful, then it doesn't matter what you do.
Well, it's the bottom line is execution and, you know, making sure that you get the play done one way or the other. A lot of teams have run in that situation and gotten first downs. Some have thrown and it's been a disaster. Just depends on what happens in those circumstances. Jim Schwartz, Lions head coach. We'll talk to him more next from the Hard Rock Cafe in Detroit. This is the Lions Review Show on 97.1 The Ticket. 97.1
The Ticket. Now here's some history for you. Labatt Blue wasn't always called Labatt Blue. In 51, we called it Labatt Pilsner Lager. But when folks got hold of its easy drinking taste and distinctive blue label, they nicknamed it Blue. The name stuck, and we stuck it on the label. Since then, you've made Labatt Blue the number one Canadian import beer in the world. And you said you didn't like history. Labatt Blue. Good stuff awaits. Always enjoy responsibly. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Touchdown celebrations. You love them. The spike, the worm, maybe even salsa dancing. You can't score a touchdown without at least one. Kind of like ordering Hungry Howie's flavored crust pizza. You have to follow it up with a side of Howie wings. Now available in three spicy flavors your taste buds will be celebrating. Barbecue, buffalo, or Asian. It's game day. Score some flavored crust pizza and a side of wings from Hungry Howie's, the official pizza of our Detroit Lions. Now that's an idea.
Hungry?
Howie's! Weingarts! Weingarts! Everything from lawn to snow!
When you want something done right, you go to the experts. With power equipment, you want to go to the guys who know what they're talking about, not the ones wearing the aprons. The experts at Weingarts have you covered from sales to service with people that will help you pick the right equipment for the job and maintain it. Whether you're looking for mowers, tractors, chainsaws, blowers, or generators, Weingarts has a great selection to choose from. Their massive inventory includes all the top quality brands you know and some that you don't. And Weingarts provides world-class service and parts support to keep your equipment running at its best. From at-home delivery and demonstration to our 7-year enhanced protection plan, Weingarts delivers the kind of service you can't get anywhere else. When you're ready to talk to a real expert, stop by our locations in Utica, Farmington Hills, Cedar Springs, Clark, and our newest location in Ann Arbor.
Weingarts, Weingarts, everything from lawn to snow.
Ever notice there are two kinds of guys on a job site? You got the guys who talk about work, and you got the guys who own it. The talkers are leaning on their shovels asking how long until lunch. The guys who own the work are driving Ford Super Duty, the most capable pickup in America. See, running your mouth doesn't get the job done. Having the most towing, the most payload, and the best fuel economy does. Which is why Super Duty is the truck the guys who do the hardest work depend on. It's number one in construction, ranching, farming, mining, landscaping, forestry, you name it. So put up or shut up, baby. This is the new 2013 Ford Super Duty. Built Ford tough.
Best-in-class maximum payload, towing GVWR and GCWR when properly equipped. Fuel economy based on Ford drive cycle test of comparably equipped 2011 and 2012 Ford and competitive models. Classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, GVWR versus 2012 and 13 competitors. Percentage based on Polk U.S. heavy-duty pickup and class 2 to 5 conventional chassis cab combined new registrations January 2011 through June 2012.
And this is the first therapy session with Pepsi Next. Now, why did you come to see me?
Doctor, I've been feeling a little misunderstood.
Yes? And why is this?
Well, I have all the real cola taste, but 60% less sugar than regular Pepsi. I'm not diet, I'm not regular. I'm Pepsi Next.
Aha! We are dealing with a cola complex. You need to make the world believe you're your own cola.
I keep telling people I'm a delicious cola, but no one seems to get it.
Well, have they actually tried you? Hmm?
So what you're telling me is that if they drink it, they'll believe it.
Aha! Precisely.
Pepsi Next. Real cola taste, 60% less sugar than regular Pepsi, and crazy enough to be true. Head to Facebook.com/PepsiNext to learn more. Drink it to believe it.
Warm up to something delicious at Big Boy. Choose a bowl of our made-from-scratch soups and pair it with one of our hot and hearty half sandwiches, like the Patty's corned beef and Swiss. Guaranteed to be a match made in taste bud heaven.
It's your Big Boy.
If radio were a sport, the Ticket wins the division, the conference, and the world championship.
97.1 The Ticket.
This is the Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review on Lions Radio 97.1 The Ticket. Here's your host, Dan Miller.
Stafford out of the gun. Empty backfield he takes. Three-man rush. Stafford with plenty of time. Rolls to his right. Looks. Now he loads up, throws deep. Got Calvin out there at the goal line. Caught! End zone! Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Megatron took it home! What a throw by Stafford. Rolling to his right, he saw the big guy come open and fired it downfield, and the Lions have extended their lead.
That was a great play yesterday's game. There were a lot of great plays that the Lions made in that game, despite the 35-33 loss to the Indianapolis Colts. That was one of them. Matthew Stafford did a really good job a couple times of buying time. One time he almost connected with Johnson on a great play and took a hit from two guys running right at him, full blast. Effort hasn't really been a problem. Lions head coach Jim Schwartz joins us, brought to you by Capital Mortgage Funding, your home for the best mortgage banker. And, Jim, you talked a little bit earlier about effort. Certainly from your two big stars offensively, effort hasn't been a problem. Stafford and Calvin Johnson sure showed up yesterday.
Yeah, they showed up the whole year. You can count on those guys. Calvin's on sort of a record pace. He's battled through a bunch of injuries to be able to do it this year. He's really taken a big step as a player, just being consistent from week to week and having that kind of production, even though he's a marked man in every defense that we face. And, same thing with Matt Stafford. Like I said, we're in good hands with those two guys. We're in every game. As a team, we just need to connect one more time, And that even applies to Calvin and Matthew. We had two chances late in the game that, we were just a little bit off, or, we get a touchdown instead of a field goal in the last one and then complete a ball on the sideline. If we can make one of those two plays, we probably win the game. And, lots made of our defense and giving up that last touchdown. But our offense had a chance to be able to put it away also. And, we just didn't get it done.
One of your consistent messages since you've been coach here from day one, even though you inherited a team that was 0-16 and were building from the ground up, really haven't been much for making excuses. And yesterday you had a message after the game. I thought it was pretty pointed, talking about nobody really feels sorry for you. You're going to find out who's tough and who's not on your team right now.
Well, that's the NFL in general. Everybody's trying to beat you on a weekly basis. They don't care if you have any injuries. Same way we don't care. We're going to go out and we're going to play. And you need to make your own luck in this league. Like I said, I've heard some people say we've had some bad luck over the last month, but you make your own luck. You're a player. You don't get very many opportunities. You're in position to make a play, you have to be able to make it. Not everybody makes every single play, but you need to be able to make the majority of them. And we're still trying to work through that. We're still not particularly in critical situations over these last couple of weeks. We haven't made those plays that we make. We make them earlier in the game, or make them in a series before. But particularly in crunch time, we come up empty, whether it's been special teams, offense, or defense late in that game.
You took over the team, and there have been a lot of different things that, these humps that you've gotten over with your program since you've been in there, and, Martin May has become the general manager and different things. You ended the road losing streak. You ended the losing streak, for crying out loud. You had a number of different places where you've gone and won where they hadn't won the Lions for quite a period of time. You made the playoffs for the first time as a franchise since 1999. All these different things. The one thing that's kind of left and beyond, winning a championship, before winning a championship would be, you haven't won in Green Bay. You know, since 1991, I mean, I know you've heard this every time you go to Green Bay. You're hearing it again this week. The Lions haven't won in Green Bay. From that standpoint, Sunday night presents an opportunity, especially on a national stage like that.
Yeah, no question. That's something that's on our checklist to accomplish. We have a great opportunity to be able to do it this week. You know, we
go ahead.
You know, had the game come down to the very end. Lambeau's always a tough place to play, but you know, whether it's home or away, complete game. And when we play a complete game, you know, we've already proven we can play with anybody, we can beat anybody in the NFL. It's going to come down to execution on Sunday. These teams know each other very well. You know, we played each other last time. There were no surprises in the game. You know, they'll probably get a couple of players back from injury. Jennings didn't play in the first game, and he's been back. You know, but, you know, we'll have some, you know, we've got Corey Williams and a couple of players back also. So we look forward to the opportunity to play, and that's definitely getting any road game in the NFL is important. Getting the division game in the NFL is very important. But particularly the Green Bay Packers, it's been too long since the Lions were able to win there, and that would certainly mean a lot to, you know, to the franchise, to our confidence going back there in the future, all those things.
You're very serious minded. You're going down there. You're the head coach of an NFL team, and you've been in the league for a long time now, as a coach. But you ever walk into a place like Lambeau Field and look around a little bit and allow yourself to realize where you're at and all the great players that have played there and coaches have coached there?
Yeah, you know, a lot of the NFL, you know, there's new stadiums built, and, you know, there's not a – when I first went in an old Memorial Stadium where the Colts played and Johnny Unitas and, you know, waiting for the new stadium to be built. And you could definitely feel that. You'd walk down the tunnel and you'd say, man, I'm walking right where Raymond Berry or Johnny Unitas or John Mackey or, you know, Gino Marchetti, all these Hall of Famers and things like that. Green Bay is the same feeling. Like I said, you know, the Soldier Field has a lot of history, but it just seems brand new. You know, it's the same place, but it's really a different stadium. You know, the Lions playing in a different spot. The Vikings don't play in the old Met anymore. You know, so a lot of our division, you know, the history has changed a little bit, but at Green Bay, it's still there, and you definitely feel that history, and it's great to be part of the NFL and such a long legacy right there. It doesn't change what we have to do. We still need to go out and get a win, and we're certainly not in all of, you know, the surroundings. But we do respect the history of the league and the guys that came before us.
You know, it was a little Charm City that came out of you there, Jim. You know, I mean, you weren't mentioning Horning and Taylor and Bart Starr. You were mentioning, you know, Raymond Berry and Johnny Unitas and Gino Marchetti.
That's what I grew up with, and actually, Lions were probably one of the Colts' biggest rivals back in the late 50s, 57, 58, 59. That's my dad. When he talks about games, he would talk about the Colts and the Lions.
Yeah, they had a game. I was saying it was a 19.
Two great quarterbacks going at it, and you know, a lot of history.
Yeah, that 1960 game. People talk about that all the time in Detroit, where Lions had some miracle comeback there. You see some old grainy black and white. Highlights, I've seen them all my life. And there's a great tradition in the NFL. And growing up in Baltimore, where you grew up, and it's like here in Detroit, you know, people love that tradition. And the Lions-Packers, nothing more traditional in the NFL than the Lions-Packers. So.
Right. It's been one of the longest rivalries in the NFL. And like I said, our division is just filled with history. You know, some of the oldest franchises in the league, some of the most historic games, some of the greatest players in the history of the National Football League have played for these franchises. So we certainly look forward to extending that and going on to Lambeau and getting a win. There'd be no place more special. I was with the Titans. We played there on a Monday night game one time. I think we intercepted Favre four times and got a win. And it's great to get a road win in the NFL, but a primetime road win at Lambeau, there's a special feeling that goes along with that.
Jim, appreciate it. Good luck on Sunday.
Okay, thanks, Pat.
There you go. Jim Schwartz, Lions Review from the Hard Rock Cafe in Detroit. Enjoy Piston basketball next here on 97.1 The Ticket.
97.1 The Ticket. Traffic. Well, this traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. 275 northbound, just before 696. We have an accident blocking the two center lanes that has got stop and go traffic from 6 Mile, and then M59 eastbound just before Shaner. An accident has only the right lane open, stop and go traffic from Mound. Headed home for the holidays, make sure you're protected before you hit the road. Let a local Allstate agent get you the coverage you need and the discounts you deserve. To get a quote, talk to an Allstate agent today. Are you in good hands? I'm Holly Hutton, 97.1 The Ticket.
Stoney and Bill, mornings.
Coming up Tuesday at 6:42.
It's been 30 years, but is it something you gotta have?
And at 8:25, we'll play first name, last name for hoop tickets.
We'll see you Tuesday morning.
Stoney and Bill, mornings 5 to 10.
97.1 The Ticket.
Riding Philippus, first to serve your home health care.
For three generations, Wright & Philippus has been the most trusted choice for a variety of healthcare services, including home medical equipment, orthotic bracing, prosthetics, and respiratory care. For the convenience of our customers, we have more than 30 Wright & Philippus locations to serve you. We work with you to coordinate your insurance coverage, and most products can be delivered right to your door. I'm A.J. Philippus, president of Wright & Philippus, and our daily commitment is to provide each and every patient with the best possible customer service. And as long as my family's name is on the building, that will always be the case. If you need anything for your home health care, please visit the Wright & Philippus closest to you. We have more than 30 locations throughout the state to serve you.
Wright & Philippus, first to serve your home health care needs.
Honey?
Yeah?
Be honest.
Okay.
Do you love me solely because of my devastating good looks?
Yes.
But what about my brain?
Eh.
How about now?
Wow.
A veritable feast all ordered off McDonald's dollar menu.
A beefy McDouble sandwich, fruit and yogurt parfait, a refreshing sweet tea.
All delicious and only a buck each.
I was so wrong, honey.
That's all right.
Now I do love you for your brain.
And my dimpled chin.
Eh.
McDonald's dollar menu. The simple joy of being smart. At participating McDonald's, a la carte only.
The new CBO for McDonald's. A delectable convergence of three...
Tremendous!
Delicious toppings on the Angus third pounder and premium chicken sandwiches. So what are these three...
Tremendous!
Toppings. The C is for cheddar, creamy white. B, bacon, hickory smoked. And O, onions, caramelized. Put all three...
Tremendous!
Please stop that.
Okay.
Put all three together and there's only one word to describe it.
Tasty.
The new CBO sandwiches. The simple joy of a tremendous new taste. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
Last year, I had a heart attack. It happened when I was throwing the football around with my son. He's a tough kid, but he looked pretty scared when I told him to go in the house to get his mother. The doctors and nurses in Oakwood, they were just incredible.
The cardiovascular team at Oakwood specializes in making sure dads are there to teach their sons how to throw a football. To learn more about our advanced cardiac care and to find someone who specializes in you, call 800-543-WELL or go to oakwood.org.
Warm up to something delicious at Big Boy. Choose a bowl of our made-from-scratch soups and pair it with one of our hot and hearty half sandwiches, like the Patty's corned beef and Swiss. Guaranteed to be a match made in taste bud heaven.
It's your Big Boy.
Get a full serving of comfort at Big Boy with our delicious new comfort dinners, like bacon mac and cheese, knife and fork fried chicken breast, and our spaghetti and meatballs. And finish up your meal with pumpkin pie, just $1.49 a slice with any purchase.
It's your Big Boy.
Players don't score half a goal, make half a shot, or slide halfway into home. Players win by going hard. As Detroit fans, you can't go to a game uncommitted. Show dedication. Show pride. Show up to Hard Rock Cafe every home game for Hard Rock's pregame specials. Get half-price premium wells and draft beers from 4 till 7. Hard Rock Cafe provides free validated parking and shuttle rides to every game. Park in the CoffeeWare garage on Monroe and get rocked before every home game at Hard Rock Cafe Detroit.
Tonight's Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review Show was brought to you by the 2012 Ford F-150, built Ford tough, and by Hungry Howie's, the official flavored crust pizza of the Detroit Lions, on Lions Radio, 97.1, The Ticket. WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
97.1.